are the double greatest. Why did Mr. Welch say you should keep quiet?
Mr. Welch needs a belch.
Who is the greatest, Prince
Buster? I am the greatest, and may know it.
One more time.
I'm the double greatest.
Prince Buster, why do they call you Prince Mohammed?
Because I'm great. Mohammed was great.
Buster, do you think yourself handsome?
The girls say I'm handsome.
They follow you up and down the streets.
They all follow me everywhere I go.
The old like you.
They got the time.
The young like you.
I'm as longer than room.
Prince Buster, if a girl wants to scare,
fall on me and she'll be free.
Sir, I've never seen you before.
And you've received no remuneration for taking part in this listener comparison test?
I've received no remuneration to participate in this test.
Now, you listen to both the Bob and Ray Show, the award-winning program,
yes, sir.
Then to some other program.
Yes, sir.
What were your findings?
I found out two things after listening to the Bob and Ray Show, and that's why I prefer them. First of all, my shirts are shades whiter, and the program's also refreshing. No bitter aftertaste.
City, I've been taken for lost, been gone, and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from a Spanish and Indian home of the heroes and villains. Late at night, Cotillion squared the fight, and she was right in the rain of the bullets that eventually brought her down. But she's still dancing in the night and afraid of what a dude'll do in a town full of heroes and villains.
Dooby 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 doo.
Skilly bop.
Dooby 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 doo.
Doo bop doo bop doo bop.
Dooby 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 doo.
Kid booty man, booza boozy pep, booza cookin'. Bourgeois, bourgeois, bourgeois. Pas de posé, pas de posé, n'a pas de lait pour ton doigt. Take two, take two, take two, take two, take two, take two, take two. Stand up all I know, there will be peace in the valley, and it's all an affair of my life. Heroes and villains. Suddenly rise, they started slow long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I think we're the stuff to ride in the rough. At Sunny Dot Snuff, I'm all right. We're the heroes and villains. I've been in this town so long to the city. I'm thick with the stuff to ride in the rough. At Sunny Dot Snuff, I'm all right. We're the heroes and villains.
This concludes the official National Lampoon stereo test and demonstration record. We hope your stereo system proved itself well and passed all its tests with flying colors. If it didn't, don't feel too bad. Remember, you aren't perfect yourself, and most people usually end up with pretty much what they deserve. 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 What they deserve.
Joe Puglio's gonna sing. We are the champions.
I'm not gonna sing at all, I'll sing the bank.
We are the champions, my friends. We'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, my friends, and we're gonna keep on fighting till the end.
Yeah.
It's been no piece of cake.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That wraps up the first portion of this evening's silliness as we now turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We're going to start it off the way that we always do by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Don Graham, the music promotion pioneer. He helped start Tower Records, he worked for Warner Brothers, A&M Records, and he was even the person who signed and promoted Ed Cookie Burns. He got his big start in 1958 when he learned that Warner Brothers Records was about to start a label and soon became the head of its San Francisco operations. That was when he signed actors Ed Cookie Burns and Connie Stevens, as well as Tab Hunter, but he also signed the Everly Brothers and Peter Paul and Mary. Good thing he signed Ed Cookie Burns, because one of the first records to be successful on Warner Brothers was Cookie Cookie, Let Me Your Comb. In 1962, he moved to L.A. to join A&M Records as its first national promotion manager. 3 years later, he left to co-found Blue Thumb Records, which sported a roster that included Ike and Tina Turner, Dave Mason, and Sergio Mendez, among many, many others. Job hopper that he was, he went on to work with United Artists. He also worked for Midget Productions under Joe Smith, and he worked for Cream Records. Then he went on to start his own company much later, back in 1980, Don Graham Promotions. I mentioned Tower Records back at the top. After high school, he met Russ Solomon, whose father owned a Sacramento store called Tower Drugs. And Solomon wanted to stop selling drugs and start selling records, so they changed one word on the sign, and Tower Records was born in 1960. Don Graham just passed away at 87. It's the initial radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now, ladies and gentlemen. The troubadour.
Dan Hicks and his hot lid.
Don't seem to get much enjoyment. Some are always glad, others always sad. But lately, seems that I've been somewhere in between. It's a funny feeling, love is what I mean. Yes, I'm so in love, can't tell down from up above, down from up above. I feel like singing. I feel like singing. Yes, it's love that's got me somewhere in between. Ooh. And it's love that's made me a pauper or a king. I don't know which one, but it sure is fun.
Largest record store in the known world and universe, etc., is here in Los Angeles. It is, and it's called Tower Records. and Tower Records is located in the heart of Sunset Strip. At Tower, you'll find tens of thousands of your favorite LPs and tapes, and you'll find that they're all super discount price. Tower will always save you money on the LPs and tapes you buy. You'll find more rock LPs than you ever thought existed, and that includes more imported rock LPs, if you need that stuff. You'll find more jazz, more classics, more easy listening, more country, more international, more spoken words, and more words. More of everything than you've ever seen in your whole life in one store at one time. And you'll find thousands of 45 RPM singles. In short, the largest record store in the known world lives up to its name. Shop Tower Records in the heart of Sunset Strip tonight and every night of the year until midnight. And Tower will have my latest album, Walls and Bridges, this afternoon, so go get it!
Cha-cha-cha. 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 You should do the kooky cha-cha-cha. Man, it's new. The kooky cha-cha-cha. When you do the kooky cha-cha-cha,
you'll drool.
Cha-cha-cha.
Because it's moy, moy cool.
Come on, baby. With kooky cha-cha-cha. Snap your wing. With kooky cha-cha-cha. When you dig the kooky cha-cha-cha,
you're gassed.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cause it's a bueno blast.
It is funny.
Cha-cha-cha.
It is.
Cha-cha-cha, but Dad, it feels like there's wheels on your chassis.
It's not a serenade by Schubert or a painting by Da Vinci.
But when you hold her close, she won't say adios because it's kitschy.
Cha-cha-cha-cha, it's a thing that isn't sweet and mild. It'll swing, although it's Latin style.
Cha-cha-cha.
When you do.
Cha-cha-cha.
The cookie cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha, but Dad, it feels like there's wheels on your chassis.
It's not a serenade by Schubert or a painting by Da Vinci.
But when you hold her close, she won't say adios because it's Ginchy.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. It's a thing that isn't sweet and wild.
Cha-cha-cha.
When you do.
Cha-cha-cha.
The cookie cha-cha-cha. The cookie.
Muy amo, señor cookie. De Sentente, Sieta, Sunset Street. Dad?
Say, how'd you like a hot dog?
Hey, it sounds good.
Hey, pal, you want to shoot a couple of dogs over here, please? With mustard?
Hold the mustard on mine, huh?
What do you mean, hold the mustard on yours? What are you trying to say? You're too good for mustard?
No, I ain't trying to say I'm too good for mustard or nothing. It's just that,
It's just that, what?
Mustard makes me sick.
Real sick?
Well, no, real sick. No, but, you know, I,
Well, that settles it. Put mustard on his dog.
Don't put mustard on my dog. I won't eat it.
You what?
I won't eat mustard.
What would you say if I told you that over 300,000 kids have fathers that work in mustard factories?
I'd say hold the mustard.
Don't you know that next to motherhood and apple pie, mustard is about as American as you can get?
No, I don't know that.
A fine American you are.
Hey, people are starting to stare at us.
Sure, people are starting to stare at us. And when they see that you're not eating mustard, they'll quit eating mustard. And then their friends will quit eating mustard.
Ah, you're making a mountain out of a mustard hill.
First thing you know, everybody will quit eating mustard. And then you know what you got?
Yeah, you got the mustard stains off everybody's T-shirts.
You're a sorry human being.
Sorry you asked me to have a hot dog. Couldn't ask me to have something else American like a piece of apple pie. Oh, no, it's got to have mustard on it.
300,000 kids in orphan homes simply because you're too good for mustard.
I ain't too good for mustard.
Too good for mustard, huh? You and your friends are going to put us all into another depression.
You're nuts.
We'll all be in the bread line. That suits you fine, wouldn't it?
That suits me fine as long as they didn't put mustard on my bread.
You make me sick.
That's the same thing mustard does to me.
You know, I think there's something suspicious about a guy that lives in America and won't eat mustard.
All right, that does it. I'll have some mustard.
Sure you will, now that everybody's looking. Now you're going to make a big grandstand play and smear a little mustard on one lousy hot dog. You stand there like a big, fat hypocrite, eat a little mustard, and build up the hopes of 300,000 poor little kids.
Hey, look, I mean, why I'm eating mustard?
And as soon as those kids' dads get back on the job, you'll quit eating mustard again.
I won't quit. I swear on my mother's grave.
You mean it?
I mean it. I cross my heart and hope to die, and while I'm at it, I want to confess something.
Confess what?
I want to confess that mustard doesn't really make me sick.
It doesn't?
No. It's just that I don't like mustard because it's got vinegar in it.
It does?
Sure.
Hold the mustard!
The act is completed. Rest now. Conceive. Conceive if you dare. Conceive? Who? Me? What have you done to me? No, I cannot conceive. I'm not ready. My friends will reject me, ridicule me. Abort me, quick.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6, 1968. He was 42 years old.
Long lines of mourners, long lines of the slain, long lines of teletype, spelling out the pain. Long lines at the ballot box, casting votes in vain. Long lines line the long, long tracks of another lonesome train. Long lines of division lengthened by the gun, multiply the weight of hate. What's your answer? Minus one from a lineage of servers to a legacy of pain. From the crooked lines your teardrops trace to a funeral in the rain. A funeral in the rain. A funeral in.
Sitting in the sand, each one wishing that the other was a man. You gotta step it up and go. You gotta step it up and go. Well, you can't stand back. You gotta step it up and go. Shooting dice, got your money on the floor. Up comes along, knocks on the door. You gotta step it up and go. You gotta step it up and go. Well, you can't stand back. You gotta step it up and go. She may be old 9 years, but she ain't too old for to shift her gears. You gotta step it up and go. You gotta step it up and go. Well, you can't stand back. You gotta step it up and go. Jumped in the river and started to drown. Thought about my woman and I turned around. You gotta step it up and go. You gotta step it up and go. Well, you can't stand back. You gotta step it up and go. Knocked on her door about a half past 10. She said, listen here, baby, you can't come in. You gotta step it up and go. go. Well, you can't stand back, you gotta step it up and go. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Melinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial radio obituary is for L.Q. Jones, the American actor and director. You probably saw him in films like Ride the High Country, Major Dundee, The Wild Bunch, Casino, The Patriot, The Mask of Zorro. He was in a lot. He was also in television series including Cheyenne, Rawhide, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, and The Virginian. He just passed away at 94. It's the post-initial radio obituary for L.Q. Jones right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My bark of life was tossing down the troubled stream of time. When first I saw your smiling face, and youth was in its prime. Oh, I'll ne'er forget where'er I roam, wherever you may be. If ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend to me. Misfortune nursed me as her child and loved me fondly too. I would have had a broken heart had it not been for you. Oh, I'll ne'er forget where'er I roam, wherever you may be. If ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend. I now look back across the past, across life's troubled sea, and smile to think mid all I've seen been a friend to me. Oh, I'll ne'er forget where'er I roam, wherever you may be. If ever I have had a friend, if ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend to me.
Mr. Chuck Akers. Thank you, Chuck.
Robin and Linda Burgess.
The next radio obituary is for William Pookie Hart, the lead singer of the Delphonics. The Delphonics were considered some of the first purveyors of the smooth orchestra sound that would come to typify Philadelphia soul. William Pookie Hart co-founded the Delphonics in the early 1960s with his brother and a schoolmate. They quickly established a reputation as a solid young vocal group, and William Hart was considered a fine young songwriter. They signed with Cameo Parkway Records, located in Philadelphia, and released a number of singles on the label and on another smaller label, Moonshot Records. None of those records received much attention outside of Philly, but then they teamed up with the young producer and arranger Tom Bell. And the combination really worked out as the Delphonics joined Bell Records and had the hit song both on the Pop and Soul Top 5 in 1968 with the Bell William Hart composition La La Means I Love You. William Pookie Hart just passed away at 77. It's the next radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Toruhiko Sago, the Japanese singer and actor. He made his debut in 1964 and won the Japan Record Award for Best New Artist. He also had a long career as an actor, appearing in numerous feature films and primetime television series. He just passed away at 75. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
星娘、あの子輝く瞳が暗い寂しい僕の夜を照らしてくれる。どんな寂しい時でもあの子に会えば僕の心はすぐにハッと明るくなるのさ。だけどあの子は星娘、夜空的光る。そうさんの子は僕には遠い夜空の国の星娘、遠くにいても近くにいてもキラリと光るあの子の瞳、横向いたあの子下向いたあの子、どっちを向いても光るあの子の姿。だからあの子は星娘、夜空で光る。そうさんの心は近くて遠い夜空の国の星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星娘、星
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Monty Norman, the British film composer and singer. He was a contributor to West End musicals in the 1950s and 60s, but is best known for composing the James Bond theme. During the 1950s and 60s, he was a singer for big bands. He started out singing for Stanley Black and Ted Heath and Nat Temple. He sang on various variety shows, sharing top billing with other singers and comedy stars, including Benny Hill, Peter Sellers, and Spike Milligan. Monty Norman just passed away at 94. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
people down Kingston Town, you know, all the people go jump up, waving arms about, weaving in and out, it's so easy to jump up. Take a pretty girl, make her take her, we'll say we go again, jump up. Hold her very tight and for all the night you'll be doing the jump up. Jump up, jump up,
Jamaica.
Bump up, bump up,
Jamaica.
Jump up music,
Jamaica.
Never want to stop, jump up. Jump up, jump up,
Jamaica.
Bump up, bump up,
Jamaica.
Jump up music,
Jamaica.
Never want to stop, jump up. Jump up, jump up,
Jamaica.
Bump up, bump up,
Jamaica.
Jump up music,
Jamaica.
Never want to stop, jump up. Jump up, jump up,
Jamaica.
Bump up, bump up,
Jamaica.
Jump up music,
Jamaica.
Never want to stop, jump up. Listen to the band and you take a hand, here we go again, jump up. Like a ball of fire, you will never tire when you do in the jump up. All the people down Kingston Town, you know, all the people go jump up. You'll be lost to it once you tried a bit, never give up the jump up. Jump up, jump up,
Jamaica.
Bump up, bump up,
Jamaica.
Jump up music,
Jamaica.
Never want to stop, jump up. Jump up, jump up,
Jamaica.
Bump up, bump up,
Jamaica.
Jump up music,
Jamaica.
Never want to stop, jump up.
I love the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. They thrill me fably to the bones. But the one who's really made me fall hasn't got a group at all.
Top two. Oh, hi, hi, hi. Calypso Bongo. No! Rock and roll Bongo.
No!
Skiffle Bongo.
No!
Espresso. I have some hopes of all. Talk a morning, talk a morning, say. Talk a morning, every fella, give more every gal. Talk a morning, loot. Talk a morning, suit. Talk a morning, yes, I'm hobby like a kangaroo. We wanna have a party. We wanna have a ball. We wanna have espresso party. I have some hopes of all. On a boil on a coffee machine. You can get it without, or you can get it with cream. Drink it right away with a one or two a swig. Then you grab yourself a gal and you make with a cheek. We all have a party. We all have a ball. We all have espresso party. As the most of all. Don't care more now. Don't care more sound. Don't care more every little fairy. Come on every gal. Don't care more Lou. The most of all.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Jessica Williams, the American jazz pianist and composer. She started performing jazz in her teens, playing with Richie Cole, Buck Hill, and Mickey Fields. In 1976, she started performing regularly with the Philly Joe Jones Band in New Jersey and with Lex Humphries in Philly and New York City. She moved out to San Francisco in the mid-70s, where she worked with Eddie Harris, Stan Getz, Bobby Hutcherson, and Charlie Hayden. She also formed her own jazz trio and recorded regularly for several decades. Jessica Williams just passed away at 73. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary featuring one of those songs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Tim Considine, the American actor, writer, photographer, and automotive historian. He's best known for his acting roles in the late 1950s and early 60s, making his debut in 1953, co-starring with Red Skelton in The Clown. His best-known acting roles were in the 1955 through 1957 Disney television serials Spin and Marty, where he played Spin, and The Hardy Boys, where he played the older brother Frank. He also appeared in the Disney motion picture The Shaggy Dog, and as the eldest son, Mike Douglas, in the first years of the long-running television series My Three Sons. Tim Considine just passed away at 81. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And listen to the story that we have to tell.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-o.
Spin is a cowboy, yes siree.
Yippee-yay, yippee-o.
The best ever seen by you or me.
Yippee-yay, yippee-o.
When he jumps in the